It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Hello everyone, welcome to my show. This is your host Tristan Pang on Planet FM 104.6 Youth Voices. Great to have you here. I just came from a maths class actually and came straight here to the studio for this show. I also brought along a good uni friend, Ulysses Leckler, and I'm sure today's show will be a very interesting one.
Let's talk.
Welcome to my show, Ulysses.
Thanks for having me, Tristan.
So, Ulysses, could you start off by introducing a bit about yourself and telling us maybe an interesting fact about yourself?
Okay, so I'm a 20-year-old math student. I have two majors. It's mathematics and logic in computation. And a fun fact about myself is no one knows that logic in computation is a major at the University of Auckland.
Yeah, until I met you, I didn't even know that degree exists. How about some of your interests? What do you like apart from your major, your maths and logic?
Related to math, I want to be a teacher, so I want to do a graduate teaching diploma after uni. And to relax, I mostly like to play video games, mostly League of Legends and other game of the sort.
That's pretty cool. So how about League of Legends? What's your favorite character in that?
I like Irelia a lot, but they nerf her to the ground, so she's a bit unplayable right now.
That's kind of sad, yeah. Anyways, moving on to some more academic topics, how do you choose your major about maths and logic?
So first, I've chosen to be a teacher. It was back then in high school. I remember my math teacher being very mean about the class doing very badly and asking us how we'd be useful in our life. And I feel like I could teach stuff pretty easily, so I decided I wanted to be a teacher back then. And the only thing I can do well in school is mathematics, so it's like, oh, might as well be a math teacher. And when I arrived at the University of Auckland from France, I didn't know which courses to pick. I ended up picking Field 101, which is Introduction to Logics, and I loved the subject so much, I decided to swap to a double major.
That's very interesting. So you came from France, so how did you find the difference between France and New Zealand, and what made you move?
Well, I wanted to move because I hate France in general. And to be precise, I came from French Polynesia, which is an island in the Maori Maori Pacific Islands.
Ah, I see.
But we speak French there. And I don't know, I'm not sure. I didn't expect anything, so like I didn't find the differences too important. But one thing very funny is that I've learned very late that Netflix and chill meant a bit more than watching Netflix. And I had a very poor encounter with a girl at some point. I invited her to Netflix and chill and went about as well as you expected.
Oh, yeah. After your degree, you want to become a teacher. Have you thought much about that? Just is it because of your... You said it was because of your experience as a child. So could you elaborate on that?
I don't know. I feel like I want to be useful, and I feel like the most useful I can be is by teaching math, and that's about it, to be honest.
Yeah, and as quite a lot of people say, teachers are quite important in society, being able to educate kind of the young people to become
great
people.
And the worst kind is probably mathematics. Like, you're a math student as well, you know about that. Every time you say you're a math major, nine out of ten times you hear, oh, I did so bad in high school.
I can totally relate to that. Now a bit about uni life kind of. So have you seen or heard anything recently at uni that was kind of hilarious to yourself?
There was the two guys wearing a full suit of armor during O week going from stand to stand.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, there was some funny captions on pictures on Facebook.
Yep, definitely. How about your favorite place to hang out on campus?
The Student Commons ACO is a bit crowded in general, so usually I like to go to the Maths Assistance Room in 302 building.
Yeah, and you're surrounded by a whole bunch of mathematicians there.
Yeah, but mostly nobody bothers you until nobody bothers you, so if you secure a table, you can stay there for hours.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite places to hang out as well, but it is sometimes a bit noisy, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it can be noisy and very, very crowded.
So apart from kind of League of Legends and gaming, is there anything else you like to do to pass your time?
It's going to sound very cliche, but I like hanging out with people, like going for board games, coffee, or going to the club. I don't really mind as long as I like the people. And mostly I like napping a lot. Napping is good.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. How about, Ulis, how about your goal, kind of big goal in life, apart from being a teacher? Is it that you want to make a big impact or kind of be well-known or...?
I'm pretty humble, but my main goal is to make a couple of people be good at math, or at least don't hate math. I haven't decided on the number yet, but as long as I make, I don't know, a couple dozens of kids feel better about math, I think that'd be a goal enough for me.
That's a very good goal, and I'm sure you'll do great things in the future.
Thanks.
What's your favorite joke that you know of? Can you tell us one right now?
I don't think I could tell one. I've mostly do like reaction-based jokes. Like I just do puns a lot. Out of context, puns are basically worthless. And I also watch a lot of memes. So maybe I could just like give you a meme page or that kind of stuff. But for jokes, that's about it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So now, Ulis, can you sing us a song, your favorite song?
I'm gonna have to decline, I think. I am quite self-conscious about my voice and I have nothing prepared, so now is not the right time.
Maybe next month, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Now, before we end, what do you think is the biggest issue New Zealand is facing right now in the world?
It's an interesting question. I'm not very interested in politics in general, so I don't know much about it. But I've seen that some people are trying to pass a new law in New Zealand to allow euthanasia. And I think that's an issue that should be looked on, because right now the proposal seems very wonky at best. So like people should at least read it and see why it's a problem before they vote for or against it.
Definitely. Making big decisions is something you have to read up a lot on.
it'd be better.
Finally, let's say a great big thank you to 95B for lending us the studio. So thanks, 95B.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for coming on my show, Ulis.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tristan. It's pretty funny being here. The lighting is great.
And now let's take a look back at some of the inspirational stories my guests have shared with us.
Let's be inspired. Remember our guest, Vanimali Joseph? Well, here's a great story to share with us from www.living3.com.
A very special bank account. Imagine you had a bank account that deposited $86,400 each morning. The account carries over no balance from day to day, allows you to keep no cash balance, and every evening cancels whatever parts of the amounts you had failed to use during the day. What would you do? Draw out every dollar each day. We each have such a bank. It's called time. Every morning it credits you with 86,400 seconds. Every night it writes off, as a loss, whatever time you had failed to use wisely. And it carries over no balance from day to day. It allows no overdraft, so you can't borrow against yourself or use more time than you have. Each day, the account starts fresh. Each night, it destroys an unused time. If you fail to use the day's deposits, it's your loss, and you can't appeal to get it back. There is never any borrowing time. You can't take a loan out on your time or against someone else's. The time you have is the time you have, and that is that. Time management is yours to decide how you spend the time, just as with money you decide how you spend the money. It is never the case of us not having enough time to do the things, but the case of whether we want to do them and where they will fall in our own priorities.
My former headmaster of Ficino School told me an inspiring story.
This one's about an elephant that appeared in a village, and the news went round and everyone in the village wanted to experience the elephant. Unfortunately, most of the inhabitants of this village were blind, but they still wanted to experience the elephant, so they had to be led to it. The mahout, that's the elephant rider, let them experience by touching the elephant, and of course each touched a different part. And then they met together to verify that what they had experienced was the real thing. The one who felt the leg said an elephant was like a pillar. The one who had felt the tail said it was like a snake. And the tuft of the tail became a broom, the side of the elephant a wall, and the tusk a spear. Each person described it according to the type of previous experience to which they could relate it. And then they started arguing. "Yours is not the proper elephant," they shouted, and eventually they came to blows. So this is, I like this story because it reminds us of how we can easily behave like the blind men, and we can easily end up in unnecessary arguments and disputes because we only perceive part of a picture and we think we have the whole story. But really we need to listen to other sides of the story and form the picture together and not just think our perception is the whole story.
My very talented friend, 13-year-old Gabriel Tusa, wrote a piece for the 400 words competition organised by The Breeze. It was read by the actor and presenter Peter Elliott.
Hi, I'm Peter Elliott, and this is by Gabriel Tusa. It's a story called Miss Jones, the Camper Van and the Phone. Miss Jones was exhausted. She sagged heavily into her chair, wishing for a cool glass of wine in which to drown her sorrows. This wasn't teaching, it was crowd management, and not what she dreamed of long ago. If only she was allowed a holiday, preferably one from which she would never return. Slowly, she pulled herself up and staggered over to the dilapidated staff room fridge. Blast! Just an elderly slice of chocolate cake left over from morning tea and Miss Mountain's Diet Coke collection. No Chardonnay in there. With a sigh, she continued to brood and was deep in thought when her phone buzzed. Of course, the staff meeting. She sprang up immediately before dropping back. No, she just couldn't face it. The phone buzzed again. Annoyed, Miss Jones reached to turn it off, but glanced at the message. "Look out the window." Parked directly outside was a bright blue camper van, the old type. Her granddad had had one just like it. She wondered who was texting her and looked again at her phone, but she didn't recognise the number. It buzzed again. "Come on, get in, let's go." Miss Jones was bewildered. She walked cautiously towards the camper van, looking around to see who was there, who was texting her. But there was no one around, which was strange at this time of the day. She nearly dropped it when once again her phone buzzed. "Hurry, we need to leave now." This was getting weird, but somehow Miss Jones couldn't resist touching the sleek, shining curves of the old camper van. It made her happy and sad to think of her granddad, who took her in when her parents had died all those years ago. They'd had many happy times in that camper van. And now, here it was. She looked through the window at the familiar cracked red leather seats and the old wooden steering wheel. Very slowly, she opened the driver's door. Why was it unlocked? It bothered her, but she couldn't stop now. And she climbed into the deep seat, which welcomed her like an old friend's embrace. The key was in the ignition. Attached was Granddad's gumboot key ring. The phone buzzed. "Come on, Sparky, no time to lose." She gasped. No one had used that nickname since Granddad died. When was it? 5 years ago today? She turned the key. The camper van moved slowly away and was never seen again.
And yeah, that's it from me. Thanks for listening. And if you want to contact me, please email me at youthvoicesnz@gmail.com and visit my website, www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. That's QUEST-IS-FUN.org.nz. Until then, see you next month. Goodbye. Join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices or listen to the archive on my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. Youth Voices.
You can make the community connection anytime. On-demand community radio in your language. planetaudio.org.nz. www.rnz.org.nz.